The past 2 weeks have been brutal for Ohio Valley hospitals. St. Clair Healthcare and Moorhead, Kentucky furloughed 300 employees. Appalachian Regional Healthcare in East Kentucky is furloughing 500 employees. And Williamson Memorial Hospital in West Virginia had planned to close this month before being bought out in bankruptcy proceedings. David Hess is CEO of WVU Medicine Reynolds Memorial Hospital in Glendale, West Virginia. He says much of this has stemmed from a response to the pandemic. States have suspended elective surgeries.
It really cripples a smaller community hospital.
Hess says elective procedures like joint replacements and colonoscopies make money for rural hospitals to let them operate other things that lose money, like emergency rooms. Suspending these procedures frees up beds and equipment for coronavirus patients, but it puts rural hospitals in a difficult financial situation with lost revenue. Hess says his hospital is considering taking out loans.
I don't want to see anybody get laid off, and I don't want to have to take away anybody's hours, because I know that's how they live and I know that's what they depend on. So that does worry me at night.
The Ohio Valley has already lost at least 21 hospitals over the past 15 years, representing more than 1,000 hospital beds. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.